Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, people. And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 34. And thank you so much for spending time with me today on this beautiful episode. I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer. I'm an Amazon best-selling co-author. I have many certifications, but my number one focus is I'm a transformation specialist, specifically for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond, looking to get in the best shape of their life. And how do I do that? Well, I help them with this podcast and my program, over40alpha.com, using my four pillars, which are mindset, recovery, workouts, and nutrition. That's the four pillars, not in any order, but those are four pillars. Once you have those four pillars, then you're going to have everything you need to be in the best shape of your life. But those four pillars are wrapped around testosterone and boosting testosterone. And that's huge for men over 40 because your testosterone levels naturally decrease as we get older, but we need testosterone for everything: fat loss, muscle growth, sex, energy, mood, get rid of depression, you name it. We need testosterone and keeping all those other hormones down. So that's what we do here. I'm helping men over 40 get in the best shape of their lives. And today I'm helping men over 40 build muscle. That's what we're doing here. We're going to build muscle. And I'm really excited about this podcast because last week we talked about the mistakes that you're making when you're trying to build muscle over the age of 40. And, you know, one of the mistakes was nutrition, not following a nutrition plan. But, you know, I thought, listen, Funk, great, they know about nutrition, but what are the foods you're going to need? What are the foods you should have in your pantry, your freezer, and your fridge that'll help you build muscle over 40, 40, 50, 60? Remember, we're not younger. Okay, this is for the young cats. This is for us old cats, I should say, not for the young cats. So before we start, though, there's a few things I want to talk about. Number one, we have a contest, a muscle building contest. I'm giving away 3 bottles of creatine to 3 lucky winners. Last month, we had 3 Lean Pro protein winners. Awesome. Those 3 guys got their protein. Chris McGill, Rambo Bujan, and Mark Eaton, they all got that. So congratulations to you guys. But this month, I'm giving away creatine because this is muscle building month. We're trying to build muscle. So this is my creatine monohydrate, performance creatine, 100% creatine monohydrate, most studied supplement, best supplement in regards to recovery, muscle building, brain, and for men over 40, specifically if you're in a muscle building phase, then definitely you want to be using creatine. Or if you're an athlete, you should be using creatine. But I'm going to be giving you this away for free. The way you enter this contest is you need to do 2 things. Number one, you're going to go to over40shred.com/contest, and you're going to put your email in that box. Once you put the email in the box, it's going to take you to an Apple podcast page where I need you to leave reviews. Leave a review on the podcast, specifically this podcast. If you're listening to this one or watching this one or any of my other podcasts, leave a good 5-star review. It helps the podcast. It helps me. It helps us get better guests. And so, yeah, if you can do that, that'd be awesome. You'll enter. And then at the end of the month, which will be February 29th, this month's a leap year, actually, our team will choose 3 lucky winners and we'll ship this off to you. No charge, baby. No charge. So if you want to build muscle, that's what you're going to do. The second thing I want to talk about, as you guys know, I partnered with Let's Get Checked. Let's Get Checked is a home testosterone testing kit. Listen, guys, we have to know where our testosterone levels are at, period. End of story. If you don't know where they're at, you don't know what you need to do in order to increase testosterone. Like I said before, it's the number one hormone that we need to be focused on, but we don't know until we get it checked. A lot of people don't have time to go to their doctors or cost too much money. So this, in the private of your own home, no one has to know. All you do is you go to over40shred.com, test kit, T-E-S-T kit. And what you're going to do, you're going to get this sent to you, and then it's going to come. No one has to know. And then you're going to get this. You're going to fill out the information online. You're going to have your own kit. No one has to know. And then what's going to happen is it comes with a vial. So you're going to prick your finger and put blood in the vial. No one has to know. You can do that first thing in the morning when everyone's sleeping. Then you're going to put it in the bag. You're going to put it in the pre-post bag. And then you're going to go to UPS and you're going to send it to UPS. No one has to know. Then in 2 to 3 days, 2 to 5 days, we're going to get an email sent to you saying, yo, brother man, I've got your results. And then you're going to click it open and get the results. No one has to know. But if you have low testosterone, somebody has to know. You know who has to know? Two people have to know. Number one, the nurse who's going to call you and do a little consultation and see, give you a little overview of what your results were and what things you should do. And then I need to know. And you need to come to over40alpha.com, just over40alpha.com and join my program, over40alpha.com. Join it for free. Join it for free. Because I'm going to help you boost that testosterone naturally like I do every other person who joins the program. So that's amazing. But on the flip side, first of all, so go to over40shred.com and /test kit and get tested. Let's get checked. I love these guys. They're amazing. Last and not least, listen, this is muscle building month. And you know me, my whole focus is helping men over 40 get in the best shape of their life, but build muscle in the comfort of your own home. I'm a home muscle building guy. I'm a home workout guy. I love it. I love working out at the home. I've got all my dumbbells, kettlebells behind me, you know, resistance bands if I need them. So it's easy. You know, we've got a lot of things going on in our lives that, you know, adding the next stress of trying to get to the gym to work out is tough. So I've created my metabolic muscle 28-day program. It's a home dumbbell program. You just need a pair of dumbbells, a little bit of space. They're follow-along workouts. Four follow-along workouts you're going to use for 28 days. As you guys know, you should only do 3 to 4 workouts a week, total body. They're amazing workouts, all follow-along. And then I'm also going to hook you up with nutrition. So there's a 28-day program. I give you emails every day to guide you to where you need to go. You can join the Facebook group. So we've got a private Facebook group with men over 40 who are doing other programs and your program. Plus, you are going to get nutrition. Huge. I'm going to give you a full nutrition plan, coaching videos, meal prep guide, meal prep videos. I'm going to give you sleep guide because you need to learn how to sleep. So you're going to get everything you need under $10 because you listen to this podcast. over40shred.com/metabolic-muscle. Get it now. Don't even wait for this podcast to start. Pause the podcast. Go to over40shred.com/metabolic-muscle. Metabolic-muscle. over40shred.com/metabolic-muscle. Grab the program, right? Fill out all the information. Grab the program. While it's only under $10 because it's not going to be like that for long. And then come back, listen to this, and then go back and start the program. All right, guys. So let's start off with this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And again, today we're going to talk about the 20 best muscle building foods. I'm going to flash through this pretty quickly just because this is the second time I'm recording this, to tell you the truth. The first recording didn't work. Anyways, let's talk about muscle building, guys. And like I told you before, you know, building muscle, we need to build muscle as we get older, as men over 40. Once you reach 40, you hit what's called sarcopenia, which is a natural loss of muscle due to aging. So we're already losing muscle already off the bat. So we have to do our best to build muscle, stay strong, strong bones, strength, and muscle. But we can't do it the same way we've been doing back when we were younger. We got to do it smart. That's why I created that metabolic muscle program. But it's also about nutrition, right? Nutrition is going to be 80% of building muscle. Most guys think, oh, all I have to do is go in the gym, work out. And then it's so funny because when I go to the gym and people are like, oh yeah, you know, I'm trying to build muscle, but I'm really having a hard time. Well, no, probably number one, the program. Number two, most likely because they're not doing the exercises that are stimulating the muscles that you need to be hitting. But the most important thing is the nutrition. The nutrition's not even on their radar. Like, oh, I take protein powder, but nutrition's not even on their radar. But nutrition's going to be 80% of your results. You need to feed your food the right balance, feed your body the right balance of proteins, carbs, and fats. That's muscle building 101. You need all of them. Because not only are you going to build muscle, but also remember, you're going to have all these nutrients coming in, all of these calories from these macronutrients coming in. Some are going to burn fat as fuel. Sorry, some is going to burn fuel. Some are going to be stored as fat, depending on the bad foods you bring in. Some are going to be used to build muscle tissue. It all depends. So that's why it's very important to have the right foods, because remember I said store it as fat. If you're eating the wrong foods like pasta, then your body's going to store it as fat and it's going to lower your other hormones, right? It's going to increase your killer testosterone hormones, because that's the other thing. Not only is the workout important, but the quality of your diet, you know, the micronutrients. I talk about this all the time. It's macros, fats, proteins, carbs, micronutrients, all the minerals and vitamins, because that's going to help support your testosterone. That's going to help keep cortisol levels low, estrogen levels low, insulin levels at bay. That's going to help keep inflammation down. It's all those micronutrients that you're going to need, but it's also going to help with building muscle. It's not just about protein. It's about everything, right? High protein foods, 100%. You're going to need to help build muscle for sure. Protein, the amino acids in protein are key. Amino acids are muscle building. Amino acids will help with muscle building, specifically leucine. So leucine's huge, right? So that's that. So yes, unbelievable. But carbs, you need. If you're trying to build muscle, you're going to need carbs. It's a source of energy, and your muscles need that to help with getting the glycogen stores for recovery. Plus, you're going to need fats, obviously. These are both great sources of energy. But remember, guys, you're not going to be able to build muscle if you have no testosterone. Testosterone is also a muscle-building hormone, growth hormone, testosterone. And what's the precursor to building testosterone? You guys know this if you've listened to this podcast before. It's cholesterol. Cholesterol is the precursor to testosterone production. So if you have no cholesterol coming in, good cholesterol, then there's no testosterone being produced, because that's what testosterone needs. So you need the fats, you need the carbs, you need the proteins. And I'm going to give you my 20 best foods that you need to eat, okay? Backed by science and research. I'm not going to get into all of that. I just want you guys to know, okay, I'm ready to build muscle, Funk. What food should I have in my pantry, right? What food should I have in my fridge? What food should I be eating on a regular basis? What food should be in my freezer? So I'm going to give you my 20, right? I'll give you some reasonings why, but these are the 20 foods you should be having if you're trying to build muscle over the age of 40, 50, 60. So number one, definitely eggs. Eggs are high quality in protein. They're a healthy fat. They've got important nutrients like vitamin B, choline, which I actually take for my brain. But proteins are made up of proteins. I mean, the proteins that are in eggs, obviously proteins are made of amino acids, specifically leucine, right? And that's what is the most important for helping you gain muscle and build muscle. Well, eggs are high quality, high source of protein. Here's the thing. Listen, eggs are the powerhouse. They're the protein powerhouse, man, right? Whole eggs, because not only is it just for building muscle, but think about this. Eggs also have cholesterol, right? Eggs have the good cholesterol, because everyone thinks, oh, too much cholesterol. No. We're not just talking egg whites. We're talking whole eggs, because the egg whites are going to be amazing for getting you the amino acids that you need. Phenomenal, right? So that's great. But remember, the whole eggs, everything in the egg is going to have the cholesterol, right? The yolk's going to have the cholesterol. And what did I just talk about when it comes to testosterone production? Cholesterol. So you need that. So it's a double whammy. You're going to get the amino acids you need for muscle building, plus you're going to boost your testosterone, right? So amazing. Amazing. So eggs, you should start getting eggs into your diet. Number two, we're going to go with salmon. Okay, salmon is a phenomenal choice for muscle building. Okay, not only does it have protein that you want, but it's also got omega-3 fatty acids, right? So omega-3s play an important role when it comes to muscle health, because it also keeps inflammation down, right? So that's number one. It keeps inflammation down. Salmon has the fats that you need for the good cholesterol that we need for boosting testosterone, and omega-3s increase insulin sensitivity. So remember, if you're insulin resistant, you're going to store fat. So we need to get insulin sensitive so that we can, so our body will take all the nutrients in. We're not storing fat, nothing's blocked. You know what I mean? So reducing inflammation, insulin sensitivity, obviously protein, and of course omega-3s. That's just huge. So this is fats for boosting testosterone. So huge. So you want salmon and eggs. And listen, I'm not, when I talk about all these foods, I just want to say this before I continue. When you're making a complete change in your nutrition, right? When you're starting to eat differently, right? When you get rid of all the shitty foods, processed foods, sugars, you know, fried foods, all the foods that are causing inflammation, causing your estrogen levels to increase, causing your cortisol levels to increase, causing you to store belly fat, causing you to get weak, you know, your moods, what have you. I just want you to change the foods. I don't need you to go to from one extreme to the other. I want you to take this slowly. So I don't want you to go from like eating shitty foods to only buying organic. Like, we don't need to go there right now. Like, organic and all this other stuff, although it's healthy, 100%. Yes, 1,000,000%. But we don't need to go there right now. Get the habit of eating healthy and getting rid of that other shitty food. And then as you keep going, you're going to get more. Now you're going to start going, okay, you know what? I've been eating like this for a while. It's time to jack it up a bit. But don't try to go from one extreme to the other, because that's what people like to put barriers down and say, oh, well, it's too expensive. Well, yeah, it is too expensive if you're eating organic and what have you. Well, if I have to eat healthy, I might as well just eat all organic. No, you have to eat healthy. You have to get rid of the shitty foods and just eat these foods specifically trying to build muscle. That's the first bit. Then as you keep going, then you can add organic and, you know, all this other shit. To get even healthier, right? And your food will last longer and that sort of thing. So I want to make sure that, you know, because there's wild-caught salmon, right? Obviously, it's great, but you don't need wild-caught salmon. Just go get some salmon from the – I eat sashimi, but you can get salmon from your local grocery store and start there. Next up, number three, chicken breast and or dark meat, chicken dark meat. So obviously, chicken breast, you guys know protein. That's like every bodybuilder you see sitting down and they're with their little, you know, chicken breast and broccoli. That's like number one, because chicken breasts are high quality protein, right? They have vitamin Bs. They have vitamin, all the vitamin Bs, which are great. And of course, the protein. But I like personally to add dark meat. In fact, I don't eat chicken breast because it's too dry for me, right? I don't like, my wife loves chicken breast. Me, it's too dry. So I'm not a big chicken breaster. But I love dark meat, so I'll eat chicken thighs a lot. If you go to my Over 40 Funk Instagram, you'll see all of these meals. You see all these foods on that, by the way. But I like dark meat because what dark meat does is it's a little bit more fatty, but hey, that's the fat that the good cholesterol, specifically I'm not crushing it all the time, that I'm going to need to help with my testosterone. So that's great. And I got the sun in my face, so I'm happy about that because it's vitamin D for me. So I just want to let you guys know, if you're watching this, there's a sun's barreling down on my face. If you're listening, I just want to let you guys know that. But yeah, man, I'm getting a lot of sun, a lot of natural vitamin D, which is huge for boosting testosterone. Anyways, so go get some chicken breasts. Go even eat dark meat. But listen, here's the thing about chicken. Here's the thing about foods in general. If you eat dark meat or chicken breasts without putting sauces, right? So barbecue sauce, because barbecue sauce has sugar. So here's the thing. You can eat chicken breasts, you can eat dark meat, you know, drumsticks, whatever. But what kills this, what kills it all the time is, oh yeah, I'm going to fry it. So you're eating shake and bake, you're eating fried foods, like in with the wrong type of oil, or, you know, you're going to get chicken out, you know, at the store, or you're putting like a ton of sauces on it. No. Seasoning, great. Seasoning is so important to help make the foods taste great. But not sauces. If you take away the sauces, because that's all the sugar, that's what's blocking everything, causing you to store belly fat, causing you to sabotage your diet, then you're fine. But you can make chicken taste incredible by using the right seasonings, good seasonings. And that's where you have to you know, test out what seasonings you like the best. But that's the key. Get away from, you know, no more barbecue sauce and all that shit. Get that stuff out of your house, specifically if you're trying to build muscle. Next up, lean meat, number four, lean beef. So lean beef should be the cornerstone of your diet, like 100. If you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you're probably not even listening to this right now, because when it comes to testosterone boosting, it's very hard for a man in their 40s, 50s, 60s who's a vegetarian or a vegan to boost testosterone. So I'm going to my grave with that. You can do it. It's very, very difficult. Listen, eating vegan and vegetarian is super difficult to begin with. Now try adding to make sure that you're getting enough micronutrients and foods that will help you boost your testosterone. It's super hard. I see it all the time. Guys come into my program, they're vegetarians because they were eating shitty before. They changed, they went all the way to vegetarian and vegan. Of course, you're going to feel better. 100% you're going to feel better because you're not eating the shitty foods you were eating before. So any change to a healthy food, healthy diet, a healthy-ish diet will you're going to just change completely because you've omitted all that shitty food. So of course you're going to feel great. Of course you're going to be having a joy. I feel great. But then as the month goes on, you start feeling lethargic. You're getting sick. You have no strength. Your testosterone levels are super low because you're just not getting the right micronutrients that'll help you boost your testosterone. And if your testosterone levels are low, your whole life is falling apart. So I have a lot of guys who come into the membership and they're like in the over40alpha.com program. And they're like, hey, Funk, yeah, man, you know, I'm a vegetarian. Do you have a vegetarian diet? I'm like, nope, I don't. So if it's a moral thing for you, I can't help you. But if it's like, I'm a vegan vegetarian because I just feel better or I need to flush whatever out of my system because I was eating so shitty, then it's like, okay, well, it's time to get meat in, start with salmon, you know, start slow. But I also ask those people to get the testosterone levels checked, and they're always low, right? Three people who were vegans, vegetarians, came to me saying, I'm a vegetarian, but my testosterone levels are low. I thought I was eating healthy. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying it's super hard. But with all the other things that you need to think about when it comes to health, now trying to think about what foods you have to eat as a vegetarian, come on, man. Come on, man. This is the whole thing I'm talking about when I'm talking about feminizing us as men, right? Anyways, I'm not going to get into it. It's my point of view. And I don't care if you're a vegan or vegetarian. My wife goes on those stints all the time. But if you're a man in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you need to start eating for your hormones, okay? That's it. All right, so lean beef. Yeah, man, cornerstone of your diet should be lean beef. Grass-fed would be great. I know I just finished telling you not to worry about organic and all that shit, but, you know, grass-fed's going to have a really high quality. So you want to be – if there's one thing you want to move closer to grass-fed quicker would be that lean beef. Again, it's got all the essential nutrients. It's got vitamin B. It's got zinc, which is great for boosting your testosterone. It's got iron, you know, and, of course, it's got creatine, baby, which is great for recovery and building muscle. Obviously not enough creatine in meat that we're going to need on a daily basis if we want to maximize muscle growth. I'm holding my bottle of creatine here, but knowing that, hey, I've got creatine supplement and I'm eating my lean beef to get some more creatine is perfect, right? Is perfect. So, yeah, you know, again, it's got your proteins, and lean beef's got the fats too, right? It's got some good quality fats that are great for testosterone, the cholesterol, again, right? If you're getting healthy fats, then you're fine when it comes to cholesterol and muscle building, testosterone boosting. Anyways, okay. Number five, cottage cheese. So this is one I just want you to like, listen, I like cottage cheese. You know, when I was in my deep, you know, stage of trying to build muscle back in the day, or my wife, who's a bodybuilder, this is a staple. Cottage cheese is definitely a staple. Why? Because it's high in protein. It's got a healthy dose of leucine, right? It's got a really healthy dose of leucine. That's why a lot of bodybuilders use it. Because it has dairy products, right? Because it's a dairy product, there's different fat variants and different fat contents. So that's why I just want you to be careful. You got to choose the right cottage cheese, right? Because it's dairy and because there's so much fat, there's different types of cottage cheese out there. If you don't have the right cottage cheese and you keep eating it, it's going to have an adverse effect for you. So it's important that you make sure that you're eating the right cottage cheese, or if you have a cottage cheese that you're not really sure about, you're not going to eat it on a daily basis. Like the other thing that cottage cheese is good with is it's got casein protein. Casein protein is a slow digesting protein, which you would take and have like at nighttime. A lot of bodybuilders use casein protein supplements because of course, like I told you before, your muscles grow when you're at rest and sleeping. Right. So that's casein protein. Protein gets in the muscles, helps it recover, helps it grow. I don't suggest you using casein protein because it's just, I just suggest you get it from food. But yeah, man, a lot of times I used to eat cottage cheese at night, you know, cottage cheese with some berries, you know, that was perfect at night. But again, I did, was using a cottage cheese that wasn't the best. It had a lot of sodium in it, because that's the other thing too. Some cottage cheese out there are high in high in sodium and high in fat. So you just have to be careful. That's all. Just be careful. It's not something you can just willy-nilly pick up. You have to read the label with the cottage cheese. But yeah, cottage cheese is great. It's a great way to get, again, if you can get low sodium and fat, then you're good. All right, let's move on to number six, which are chickpeas. This is a new one for me. I mean, it's on the list, but it's a new one. I've added chickpeas into my arsenal because even growing up, chickpeas was huge because my parents, they're Guyanese, so we used to make cook-up rice. If you're Guyanese out there or a Caribbean, Trinidadian, you probably know what cook-up rice is. But we made it. My mom would make it with chickpeas. Loved it. But as the years went on, I felt like I just had an adverse effect to chickpeas. But anyways, I've been adding it now into my diet. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I actually add it into a salad. It's a good source of carbs. You can use chickpeas to replace rice. I wouldn't, but you can, rice and potatoes. It's a really good source of carbs. But I like to just, put a little bit into my salad. It's got these slow acting carbs, really good source, because remember, you don't only need protein, you also need carbs to help you build muscle, right? You need the glycogen and glucose that will help repair the glycogen stores that have been deplenished, and also just give you energy too. You need that energy, right? We need to keep that metabolism going. Remember, if your body doesn't see carbs, if you're in a low carb diet, your body doesn't see carbs, your body's going to go, oh shit, I'm not getting energy, because carbs are energy, complex carbs, right? Good complex carbs, not pastas, not sugars, not all that other shit. Good complex carbs, they're good, right? Our body needs it. So if we don't give our body carbs, our body's going to go into starvation mode. It's going to go, shit, I'm not getting what I need. It's going to go into starvation mode, which means your body's going to slow down its metabolism, which means you're going to hold fat. It's going to slow down production of testosterone, sometimes even stop production of testosterone because it's in starvation mode. All the protein that you're taking, because you don't have any energy, so all the protein that you're ingesting, your body's going to actually use that as energy, and it's going to store the fat. That's why a lot of people on low-carb diets are like, how come I have so much fat? Or keto diets after a while, how come I still have this fat? Because your body's slowed down everything. The processes have completely slowed down because it's going to hold on to the fat as energy for later, and it's going to burn all the protein. So it's really important that you have those carbs. It's also important that you have number seven, which is protein powder, whey protein. The highest quality protein that you can have is whey protein. And, protein powders are huge. The reason why is because, like I said, it's the highest quality of protein. It's easy for you to use in your morning oatmeal, steel cut oats, or in your protein shakes or in your smoothies. So it's perfect, right? People think that protein powders are like to help you build muscle, or help you bulk up. Like, I had a guy send me a message asking me about, his son's, I can't remember, said something about his son going to play football. He's 18 years old. Should he have protein because he's trying to gain weight? Well, no. Well, yes, you should have protein because protein's huge. My son, Cassian, at 14 was having protein for sure in his oatmeal before he went to school. And he's 6'4" now. He's a beast, shredded. But yeah, because it's getting a good source of protein into their diet, but it's not going to bulk you up. If your son needs to bulk up, he needs to eat calories, like 3,000 or 4,000 calories a day, specifically for football, and good calories too. So he's getting all the nutrients he needs. But this is, protein is really good for fat loss. It's really good, obviously, for muscle building because it's going to help with recovery. And it's a good source of protein, whey protein, the highest source of protein. But not all protein powders are created equal. First of all, there's two. There's whey protein and casein protein. Casein, again, I talked about, is a nighttime protein because it's slow digesting. Whey protein's fast digesting. So it's great to take after your workout. It's great to have anytime throughout the day. I would not suggest you go to whey casein protein. I also don't suggest you use soy. Obviously, soy kills your testosterone, or pea protein, or any of that other shit. Whey protein is the way to go. But I created Lean Pro 30, which is our 100% grass-fed New Zealand whey protein, because it's very hard to find protein out there, extremely hard. In fact, I stopped taking protein for a year because I couldn't find one that didn't have sugar or fillers or, I'm lactose intolerant, so that would play with my stomach, or taste like shit, like it was horrible. So that's why after a year, I'm like, listen, I am missing my protein. I was missing it in my oatmeals. I was missing protein. I wasn't getting enough protein because I wasn't getting it from, having a protein powder, a high quality whey protein powder is perfect because it makes it easier for you to ensure that you're getting enough protein, throughout the day. Again, as a man over 40, protein isn't your number one macro, but you still need to get that because, it's the most important in regards to our bodies don't naturally produce protein. So we need to get it from an outside source where we're okay with the other two macros. Anyway, so Lean Pro is a grass-fed New Zealand whey protein. In fact, if you're listening to this right now, I'm probably on a plane to New Zealand because I'm going there for a few weeks for UFC and for vacation with my beautiful wife. Anyway, so New Zealand whey, which means grass-fed, which means no hormones. That's number one. Number two, we put probiotics in here, BC30. So there's a study that shows when you put BC30 probiotic, which is a very strong probiotic, in with protein, you will increase protein synthesis, which is extremely important, by 23%, which means, because most of the times when you're having protein, it doesn't get synthesized. We have a lot of gut health problems. You may get, 28 grams of protein, maybe 50% is getting to where you need to go. By adding BC30, you're going to increase that by 30%, so 23%. So already you're above ground. Then also lactose intolerance. So this is lactose intolerant. So I'm lactose intolerant. It's lactose free. So we made sure that was lactose free. I made sure that stevia sweetened, so there's no sugar. I made sure that there's no soy. It's lactose free. It's gluten free because that kills testosterone. Soy kills testosterone. Non-GMO. And the other three most important things is 28 grams of protein. And with every one of those scoops, you're getting 93% protein with every one of those scoops, the highest protein quality out there. So when you're scooping that 20 grams, 93% of that is protein, 6% is probiotics, 1% is stevia. There you go. Over40shred.com/leanpro30. Get that protein powder. Start using it. I've created it specifically for you, the listener or person watching it. But get protein powder into, but it's got to be high quality, man. If you're not getting Lean Pro, make sure it's grass fed. Make sure it's high quality. Make sure it's stevia sweetened. Look for all of those things. Number eight, quinoa. I love quinoa. Quinoa is a great complex carb. It's also a priority. So it has protein, so it's great for building muscle, but it's also got the carbohydrates that you can use for energy. So quinoa is perfect. It's got the protein that you need in there. It's got fiber, and it also has magnesium and phosphorus. Magnesium, amazing for testosterone boosting, obviously, but magnesium is also great for building muscle. It's a muscle building supplement. It's a muscle building micronutrient. That's why it's very important to not only eat as much foods that have magnesium in it, but take a supplement as well. Number nine, almonds. So almonds are great. Almonds, again, another great source of protein, but it's also a great source of fats as well. It's got magnesium, vitamin E, and so again, it's got phosphorus. So phosphorus helps your body use carbs and fats for energy, right? Specifically if you're at rest and during exercise, which is really, really important because remember, you don't want your body to be using the protein as energy and storing the fat, right? So, but you got to understand with almonds, just like any other nuts, very high in calories. So even though it's a small little thing and you think, oh, let me just have one or two or three or this whole bag, if you have too many, you're going to have too many calories and you're going to store fat, right? That's what happened to me with my cashews. Cashews is an incredible testosterone boosting nut, great for fats, but I would eat too much and I would still store fat. Like it was brutal. So I had to literally just completely stop having it in the house because once I have one or two or three, it's very hard for me to stop. So I thought, you know what, let me just get rid of it. I'm not going to have it because I can't control myself at this moment. With cashews specifically, if I'm not feeling good or I've had a bad day, then I want something that tastes good. There's that whole emotional eating thing that we also have to deal with. Anyways, almonds, but only a handful. That's it. Only a handful with these almonds. Okay. But it's great. Again, great muscle building food. Number 10, Greek yogurt. I love this, man. Greek yogurt used to be a huge, specifically when my wife and I were training for our fights, we would have Greek yogurt with some protein, some berries. Because Greek yogurt has protein, but we'd also put a little bit of extra protein pre-workout, pre-training session, put some berries in there, some bananas, mix it up, eat it like half hour before. It was perfect because not only does it have fast digesting protein, it's got slow digesting protein, but it's a great source of vitamin D, great for, of course, vitamin D. Like I told you, it is a great source for testosterone, right? Testosterone production. But again, it's the great mix of whey and casein protein that Greek yogurt gives you is a great combination for increasing lean muscle. The only problem is that you have to be careful that you're not getting the flavored Greek yogurt, you know, like really make sure it's low fat, natural Greek yogurt. But it, again, this is really good. Now, again, if you're lactose intolerant, then you're not going to have Greek yogurt. It's that simple. Like, don't come to me saying, oh, well, fuck, I'm lactose intolerant. Okay, well, then I guess you're not having Greek yogurt. Next up, brown rice or jasmine rice or wild or basmati rice. I mean, rice is, again, really good. Brown rice is a good fuel for exercise. You know, again, it's good to have for muscle building, good for energy. But I take it to the next level. I don't eat brown rice. I just don't like brown rice, so I don't eat it. I'll eat jasmine rice, wild rice, or basmati rice. So any of the rices there, they're good. That's good. Source of energy that you're going to need to fuel your workouts, and also after your workouts are done for recovery too, because remember, glycogen stores, your body needs to restore the glycogen stores, which it's going to get from the complex carbs that you take in, so your metabolism can continue to go, the body can burn fat, the body can take the protein that you're eating and put it to the muscles, and then also replenish the glycogen stores by eating the carbs. So there you go. Number 12, tuna, baby. It's inexpensive, it's versatile, and it's got 25 grams of protein per 100 gram serving. So it is a very hearty, muscle-building food, baby. Plus, it's got omega-3s, fatty acids. We've talked about that before. Omega-3 fatty acids are great for, like, for the fats that you need. It's great for keeping inflammation down. So that's why it's really important that you should even supplement with omega-3s if you're not eating enough fish. Again, this, because it's got the protein that you need, it's great for building muscle. You know, you all see, like, I know that in our pantry, we got a shitload of tuna. I don't eat tuna anymore. I used to, because when I ate tuna before, I would eat it with mayonnaise, but I can't eat mayonnaise. I can't eat it now. I can't. It makes me fat. It kills me. So what's the use of eating dry ass tuna? Plus it kills you. The mercury kills you. But I'm just joking with the, no, I'm not joking. It's dry, and mercury is poisonous, but it's also a great source to build muscle. So if you can get by that, not eating it all the time, or just find, you know, try to get the tuna in water, you know what I mean? That would be great. So that's number 12, tuna. Number 13, extra virgin olive oil, which is amazing because it has the monounsaturated fats. Remember, monounsaturated fats are amazing for protein production, and also it's amazing for testosterone production, guys. Testosterone production. Yes, olive oil is great. It stimulates protein production for muscle growth. It prevents tissue breakdown. And of course, it boosts your testosterone levels, right? It's huge because the monounsaturated fats is perfect. That's a testosterone booster, man. It's amazing. So, and it also increases insulin sensitivity. Again, very important, specifically in your muscles. So it will allow the glucose to get in. It will allow the amino acids in. It will allow other nutrients in. So how do I use how do I use olive oil? Well, I don't cook with olive oil. I cook with coconut oil, but I use olive oil. I put it on my rice. I put it in my spinach or on my salads. I put it on my salmon. I add it to everything. It just makes everything. Like, extra virgin olive oil, that's my salad dressing, right? That's my salad dressing, because I know I'm going to get everything I need, the nutrients I need. So it's amazing. Number 14, beets, man. If you're not eating beets, you're missing out, my brother. You're missing out. Beets have... it's a great testosterone booster, number one, but also beets have what's called an NO, nitric oxide, right? So when you eat beets, what it does is it opens up the blood vessels. And what this does is it gets more oxygen, more blood and oxygen to the muscles, which will help not only with the muscle pump, but help you build muscle. So beets has that natural NO. A lot of people will take nitric oxide supplements. And I find that a pretty good supplement too, specifically for guys over 40, because it opens up the blood vessels. But it will help your exercise performance and will reduce exertion. And again, it'll increase the blood flow so that you'll get that pump. Whenever I used to take nitric oxide, NO2 is what I used to take before, man, my pump was, I'd be like so pumped, right? My muscles would be so stimulated afterwards. So yeah, definitely, definitely add beets. Beets are great. Number 15, spinach, man. Great source of glutamine. You know, spinach also has all the micronutrients that are great for testosterone, but also building muscle too. Glutamine is a great amino acid as well for muscle building as well. Number 16, Ezekiel bread, man. Ezekiel bread 4-9, man. Listen, guys, for those of you who like bread, like sandwiches, like toast, you need to, bread is a great source of carbs for sure. But you got to have the right bread. Your wife's probably bringing brown bread and all these other types of bread. And you're thinking, oh, no, this should be good. But no, it's not. Ezekiel bread for us, guys. It's a organic sprouted whole grain bread. And it's great because it has complete protein, protein which is good for building muscle. But Ezekiel bread is also one of those breads that will help with boosting testosterone. It's got those micronutrients in there. It's a good protein that is good to support your hormones, right? To support your testosterone. You're not going to gain weight. You're not going to hold fat. This is Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel is tough to get. It's actually a little bit easier to get now, but I know in some countries it's very tough to get, but you know, you may have to go digging. But yeah, if you like your hamburgers, you like, you know, your toast with your morning eggs and bacon and whatever else you have, avocado, well, then definitely you want to have Ezekiel bread, guys. That's the number one bread. That's the only bread you should even be focusing on is Ezekiel bread. Number 17, steel cut oats, man. Oatmeal, steel cut oats are incredible breakfast option. Again, I talked about how I love my steel cut oats. I would have it in the morning when I have breakfast. It would be steel cut oats, right? Cook it up in water, and then I would add a scoop and a half of Lean Pro 30. That's my protein. Then I would add bananas to make it taste good, berries for antioxidants. I would put a scoop of almond butter because that's going to have the fats that I need. What else do I do with that? Mix it up. I may put some cacao nibs, maybe some matcha, and mix that up. And that's a hearty, hearty breakfast. It's got carbs, fats, proteins, everything you need, fruits to help you, give you energy to start your day off, give you all the nutrients you need. But oatmeal is great. It's nutrient dense. It's got fatty acids. It's got potassium. It'll help you, of course, maintain muscle, build muscle, repair muscle. But also when you add it with protein powder, it's great. And here's the other thing. It's a great base for my protein smoothies, right? For protein shakes. That's my base. Whenever I have a protein smoothie, my base is always, well, protein, water, protein, and steel cut oats, because steel cut oats is going to be the carbs that I need. So it's perfect. I'll have that, and then I'll put whatever else in that smoothie. So having a bag of steel cut oats is perfect. It's a hormone balancing, supporting food. It's great for, it's low on the GI, the glycemic index. It's amazing for giving you the omega-3s, for the potassium, and the carbs you're going to need to help you build muscle. So steel cut oats should be there. The carbs too, as I said already. 18, fruits and vegetables, guys. Number one, man, you need those fruits and vegetables. Yes, you got to have meat and chicken and turkey and all that other shit. But if you want a rich source of antioxidants, then it's fruits and vegetables. The micronutrients I talked about that you're going to need, the selenium, the boron, the magnesium, the zinc, the vitamin B, the vitamin C, like vitamin D in some cases, like all of the micronutrients that will help you boost your testosterone while keeping all those other hormones down. Because listen, if your cortisol levels are high, you can't build muscle. If your estrogen levels are high, it's very hard to build muscle without putting a ton of fat on. If your insulin's all messed up, your body's not gonna be able to get the nutrients it needs. If your thyroid's all messed up, you're not gonna have the metabolism, right? So all of those, if your insulin's out of whack, I think I just talked about that. But the whole point is if you have a lot of inflammation because you're not eating the right foods, you're eating shitty foods, you're not gonna be able to build muscle. Like all of these things are gonna block your muscle building. Plus you're gonna get injured, you're gonna feel like shit, like it's gonna kill your testosterone. Like, so you need to, it's all about the micronutrients, guys. That's the key. Everyone wants to talk about macros. That's why all these diets don't work. They only talk about proteins and fats and carbs and calories in and calories out, but they're not talking about the most important thing specifically for us, guys. It's the micronutrients that we're going to get. You need to understand why you're eating the foods, how these foods are affecting your body, what these foods do for you, what other foods do for you that are killing your body. And that's going to give you a better awareness of making this a lifestyle, learning, okay, these are foods I have to get out because this is what it does to me, but these are the foods I have to keep in. And then you learn how to make these foods taste great. These foods, every all the foods I'm talking about today taste amazing. Like, so it's not even like I'm restricting you like to chicken breasts and broccoli. Like, you're getting awesome food here. Number 19, avocado. The reason why I put this in here is because testosterone you need to help you build muscle. Avocado is one of the best fats, monounsaturated fats, that will help you boost testosterone. So avocado, easy to get into your diet. Great a dietary fat. Help, that should be something that you need and have on your in your diet. And number 20, finally, we have water, baby. Guys, I know water is not food, but water plays an incredibly massive role in building muscle. Like, you've got to stay hydrated, right? You have to stay hydrated. At this point in our lives, 40s, 50s, 60s, I think our bodies are now like 60% water, because when you're younger, your body needs more water, and then as you get older, it decreases. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, 70% water, okay? Our bodies, right? Bodies made up of 70% water. So in order for everything to get going and move around and all the metabolism and processes happening, we need that water. But 75% is muscle tissue, right? So our muscle tissue is about 75% water. So that's even huge. So think about it. You need, if you're dehydrating, you're not going to be able to build muscle. You're drinking lots of water, so will help your muscles stay hydrated, which will help with digestion, which will help with recovery. So you need to drink a shitload of water. Do not be afraid of water. I'm not talking about, because people say to me, oh, well, I drink a lot of fluids, liquid. No, I don't want you to drink fluids and liquid. I want you to drink water. I don't care if you drink a lot of coffee, which will, it's a diuretic, so it's not good. I mean, you can have some coffee, of course, but you know, if that's your source of liquids, you know, energy drinks, juices, you know, like full water, you know, oxygenated water, all that shit. No, just regular water, and stay away from tap water if you can, because that's got a lot of fluorides and other things that are killing your T levels. Guys, water. Source Sites 1997 German study found that well-hydrated muscle cells experience protein synthesis higher than those that are dehydrated. Protein synthesis is needed to help you build muscle, help you recover. So we need to be hydrated, specifically if our goal is building muscle. So there you have it, gentlemen. I love you all. That is the 20 foods that you need to have on your in your diet in order to build muscle and stay lean. And like I said before, I've got a metabolic muscle program. It's a 28-day program, okay? It's 28 days. It has follow-along workouts that you do at home. So it's a home program. Okay, you can do it at the gym, but it's a home program. They're follow-along workouts. Please use the follow-along workouts because they're amazing. My wife, I take you through, and then my wife and I take you through a couple. They'll help you build muscle, stay lean, because it's building muscle while burning fat. But you're going to get a nutrition plan too. So now you're going to learn what foods to eat, why to eat these foods, how to eat these foods, how to create your plates. You're going to have coaching videos, so I don't leave you stranded with just this plan and you have to read it. No, I'm going to coach you through it. I've got meal prep coaching videos. I'm going to help you coach meal prep. I've got sleep guide, which will help you with the sleep guide. You're going to get a, listen, you're not only that, you're going to get daily emails that'll guide you through the program, because a lot of times you get a program and it's like, you may get an email once a week. No, this is daily emails. Okay, this is what you do today. This is what you do today. This is what you do today. So, you know, all you have to do is focus on doing the workouts and eating healthy. You're going to get a support group in our Facebook group. So you got to join that Facebook group. It's amazing. You got hundreds and hundreds of guys doing different over 40 programs, you know, and so we all support each other. We all love each other. It's very active. It's amazing. Guys, if your goal is to build muscle, you're at the point where you're like, okay, man, I need to build some muscle. You know, this is the starting point. You're not going to be jacked in like Arnold Schwarzenegger in 28 days. I know that, and you know that, but you need to start. You need something that's going to start to stimulate muscle growth, that's going to start to teach you how to learn, teach you how to build muscle with foods you're supposed to eat, teach you the type of workouts. Remember, last week I talked about, you know, guys are doing wrong workouts. Now these are the workouts you could be doing at the comfort of your home. I made it a home program, so you don't have to worry about going to the gym. We have a lot of other things to worry about. Let's get the workout done. Let's get the nutrition on point. This is where you're going to start. Thank you so much, guys. Episode 34 is in the books. The 20 best muscle building foods for men over 40. Guys, get these foods into your pantry right now. Get them in there and make sure that you join the metabolic muscle program. Over40shred.com/metabolic-muscle. That's over40shred.com/metabolic-muscle. Thank you so much for being here. I love you guys. And get it done. Peace. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.